strong message that enough is enough. The change we need in this country begins now. And Elizabeth, it begins with you. Send the message. Send it loud and clear. Say no to Hubert Ingram and vote PLP. Enough is enough. At a time when Bahamians should be united, Hubert Ingram is doing all in his power to divide this country and us. We are in the midst of a serious economic crisis. Our social fiber is under attack. Our neighbor to the south has suffered a devastating earthquake. Brothers and sisters are in mourning. This country is headed in the wrong direction. We have serious issues with regards to our national security. And all Ingram has on his mind is dividing the people of this country. Ingram wants to take the focus off his failures. He wants us to forget the thousands without jobs, without electricity, and some with nothing to eat tonight. He wants you to forget friends and family suffering tonight with no hope and no health insurance. Elizabeth, you have an awesome task. You must send a strong, loud, and clear message. Let them know enough is enough. Everywhere you turn in this country, you see the failure of the FNM. They are running this country into the ground. They are clueless and operating like chickens without heads. Every day the Prime Minister is in the news contradicting what he said the day before. That is not trusted leadership. It is one ball of confusion. They have the nerve to be all over the place talking about trust again. They cannot be serious, could they? They must not know the definition of that word. Ask them, Elizabeth, when they come knocking on your doors, where is the trust? And let them know that enough is enough. You trusted them to reduce your taxes. You trusted them to make life easier for you and your children. But during the budget debate of 2008, they threw that slogan of trust out the window and began a nasty, vicious campaign against the Bahamian people. They drowned the poor, rich, and middle class all together in a sea of higher taxes just in their first year in office. Hubert Ingram raised taxes on more than 160,000 items, including books, pencils, shoes, right down to children's underwear. Could you believe it? The wicked exercise always also placed taxes on the Holy Bible. Bahamians trusted them, Elizabeth, but look what they have done. Can you trust them, or should the Bahamian people trust them once again? The FNM said that they have tried and tested leadership. But again, I say, check their record. The national debt under the FNM has increased by $872 million. They have overseen a national debt rise to $3.3 billion. That's billion with B. And today, their worthless, reckless fiscal management has seen the international agencies like Standard & Poor's downgrading this country to B+. And they are all around the place trying to convince the Bahamians that B+ is the same as A. Hubert Ingram, the Bahamians are more educated than that. And now we understand what he meant by trust. He's trusting the country away. We all know, as Melanie Griffin told us, we put our trust in God. And when we used to go to the petty shops in the old days, when you walk in, the first sign you saw, we trust in God. We don't trust anyone else or man. And then you go to trust, that means you're borrowing. That means you're crediting. And now they have trusted and credited this country, right? And trusting them straight to hell. Because we are putting trust not in God, but in man. We are on a slippery slope. We are drowning in a sea of debt. My children to pay for Ingram's recklessness. They'll get taxed to the high heavens. And what do we have to show for it? Misery, confusion, and hopelessness. Elizabethans, Bahamians everywhere, enough is surely enough. With all the money borrowed, where are the fishery plans? With all of the money borrowed, where is the support for small businesses? With all of the money borrowed, where are the grants for young Bahamians to get an education? All that money demand could not even sign a guarantee to educate our children. They canceled the loan education program. Elizabeth, they want you to trust them. Ingram and the FNM have not checked now for you since 2007. They have no regard for you, the average Bahamian. So why should you trust them to check you now? Ingram and the FNM are all over the place. They're telling the people and telling the country they have steady hands. Steady hands where? Those steady hands plunged more than 9,000 Bahamian homes into darkness. This is the result of an Ingram-directed mass disconnection exercise. But these steady hands saw pensioners across this country with their lights shut off. Children were left without light to their homework. Bahamians were freezing with no light during the recent cold snap. Additionally, as the FNM inflicted its house of pain on Bahamians, small businesses began to closing its doors as a result of the higher taxes and the wicked pressure inflicted on them. Workers all across this country began losing their jobs. 84 employees in Western Grand Bahama sent home. Custom officers sent home. Police officers sent home. Sent home. Bankers sent home. Hundreds of government workers sent home. Hotel Corporation of the Bahamas has shut down. And where are those employees today? Sent home. And just before Christmas in 2008, Pepsi Cola, Bahamas, closed its door right here in Elizabeth. 98 workers lost their jobs. Jobs that were once right here in this constituency, jobs that have been lost. Those 98 workers were sent home. Yet the Prime Minister is attempting to distract the public with this by-election. I'm told that there are more workers that will soon get laid off from a major government corporation. Stay tuned, let's watch and see. Does this sound like a government with steady hands, Bahamas? Does this sound like they have a steady hands, Elizabeth? No. Steady hands, my foot. Do you remember when the FNM said a vote for them would be a vote to reduce crime? Do you remember that? You all remember that now they are saying that crime is not to be political? Mind you, when they were campaigning in 2007, they said vote for them, it will reduce crime. But these are serious times. We have already recorded 6 murders for the year. We are now on pace to record over 120 murders for the year 2010. Yes, you heard me right. This is not the peaceful, tranquil Bahamas we once knew. Too many are living in fear. Crime is crippling our country. See, and while this is happening, while all this is taking place, what has this Hubert Ingram-led government done? They have politicized the force. They stalled the appointment of the new commissioner, withdrew police from the schools, killed urban renewal, and for the period that he's been in power, since 2007, he has had 4 different attorney generals. He has sent scores of trained, talented men and women of the police force home on early retirement while criminals took over our streets. Tommy Turnquest, Brent Simonette, smoke-filled rooms of your kingdom. I ask you, who will find a spine and tell the emperor he has on no clothes? The people is ready and willing. We are ready and willing. The PLP is ready and willing to sit at the table and discuss crime. We need a bipartisan approach. Crime affects us all, but Hubert Ingraham wants to take it all on his shoulders.
Yes, yes.
Sir, you do not have all the answers, and neither do we. But let us sit together and develop a new politics and a new Bahamas. Tonight, we in the PLP, we are proud to show a new direction for our country. We are proud to celebrate the future. We are focused on a new style of politics. We are concerned about solutions. We are concerned about a better Bahamas. We are ready to turn the spotlight on to the next generation of leaders. It is for these reasons that we stand 100% behind our candidate, Ryan Pinder. Ryan Pinder is indeed the right man. He is in the right place. And this is the right time. The world and our country are changing. Now more than ever, we need experts like Ryan Pinder. He is young. He is the youngest candidate, 35 years old. He is talented. He is well educated. He is seasoned. He is a patriot. He is compassionate. He is committed to making a difference. He is ready to serve. Elizabeth knows Ryan Pinder, and Ryan Pinder knows Elizabeth. You know, this young man, since coming back home, having educated himself to make a contribution to the society and the country that he loves, offered his expertise repeatedly to this government and our country. But apparently they know it all, and they never accepted his advice, nor did they engage him in assisting them. Stevie Wonder can see that they need his help. How many of them truly understand the tax information exchange agreements? Elizabeth, now is your time to give Ryan Pinder a voice. We need Ryan Pinder in Parliament. We need a tax attorney in government. He is among the best and the brightest that the Bahamas has to offer. The future is now. The future is in Ryan Pinder and the PLP. Ryan Pinder, the PLP, and thousands of Bahamians support the need for national health insurance. We need national health insurance, and we need it now. There are still too many Bahamians dying unnecessarily every week because of the lack of insurance. You know of the cookouts. You know of the sponsor sheets. Where is the humanity in this? Where is the compassion that Hubert Ingraham was talking about the past few days? What a joke. We have met people throughout Elizabeth with serious medical needs and expenses. National health insurance was on its way, but suffered from the stop, review, and cancel policy of the FNM. And now they have sent to you the man who led the charge against national health insurance. He said he did not like the PLP model, but he never presented an alternative model. How many more people must die for the sake of silly politics? How many more of our fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters, and children must suffer? Dr. Dwayne Sands, the people of Elizabeth want to know. Our people are dying, good doctor. Hear their cry. They want national health insurance, and they want it now. Ryan Pinder is committed to national health insurance. I want to tell the good doctor something else. No heart surgeon can repair the trauma and hell that Hubert Ingraham and the FNM are causing the Bahamian people. Tell the heart surgeon that his heartless FNM needs to develop a heart and some compassion for the Bahamian people. Tell him you've had enough of the FNM. enough of this FNM government. Hubert Ingham said this in 1992. And listen carefully. Hubert Ingham said, our homes are being auctioned off. Cars are being repossessed and sold. School fees can't get paid. Lights are turned off. Babies' pampers can't be bought and babies crying for food. Things are tough. That's what Ingham said in 1992. And today, 17 years later, the people of the Bahamas are reading those same words back to him. The brother must be psychic. Today, with Ingham, we have come full circle. And so I ask you again, have you had enough of this African government? Elizabeth, it is soon time to get to bid good riddance, the Hubert Ingham and the FNM. I am asking you tonight to stand strong, send a message, live.